Hello, this is Meme Analysis, and today I thought I would talk about an interesting concept that arose as I was studying the Mayan codexes. I found a really beautiful and amazing image of gods smoking. You might know that cigars are a fairly prominent element in Mayan mythology, and that it's not just, you know, the hero twins, it is the gods themselves that smoke. And that brought me a great deal of pleasure, this idea of gods smoking, of gods taking pleasure in what we take pleasure in. I think that that is really, really significant, and perhaps the defining trait of paganism, that the gods are similar to us. They take pleasure in what we take pleasure in. Even when this goes against us, as it does with other people's pleasure, other human beings' pleasure, you know that they are operating on what is essentially the same plane, being that they are libidinal or energetic beings. You know, they have means, they have ends, they have these, you know, principles of pleasure that they act on, just like we do. This is what is very bizarre and terrifying, even, about the later Abrahamic gods, Buddha, even. I've been, maybe if you go on TikTok enough, you see this imam or sheikh, and he's very popular because he's a funny guy, but it'll be like, you know, brother, you cannot cut your beard, it is haram, or you must do blah blah blah, and it'll be weird. It's weird stuff, you know. You can't replicate, you can't draw a person or an animal, you can't drink, you can't eat certain things, you can't, like, you know, there's all kinds of things you can't do, all kinds of laws. This is the same with Judaism and Christianity. It's not quite the same. There's a lot of freedom comparatively, but there are still a few major rules that you can't break. And it got me thinking, you know, the prophet would not have a cigarette with you, would not have a beer with you. When they talk about the American presidential elections, they often say, which candidate would you want to have a beer with? And you could not, I don't think, maybe you could. My Jesus Christ, I would have a smoke and a drink with. But I don't know about yours. I don't know if I would have a smoke and a drink with your Jesus. And I think that this is really important. I think that when I saw the Mayan gods, I think it was Itzamna, Apuk, and one of the corn gods, Nal, maybe, chilling and smoking, I would hang out with them. I would want to hang out with them. It might even make me want to rip a heart out of a living person and give it to them. If I knew that it felt that good, I don't know. It could happen. No. But pleasure, the pleasure of the gods. Nietzsche talks about this quite a bit, particularly in The Genealogy of Morals. You know, he describes the horrors and terror of war as something that is done to please the gods. The gods take pleasure in watching it and in being involved in it, you know, from a distance. This is the same way that we enjoy a war movie. We enjoy, and especially now, we enjoy footage of war. This is godlike. At least this is pagan godlike. The Abrahamic gods and Buddha, you know, they are really drastically different from us. They are really, 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 really different from us. They're not hanging out. They're not talking amongst themselves. They're not having fun. They're certainly not having fun. You know, they're being tortured or getting ready to torture people. It's not that great of a deal. I'm not saying convert to paganism, bro. Be a pagan, obviously not. I'm simply saying that it is worth thinking about the energetic component of humanity and of our conceptions of divinity. How do we solve this? I have it right here. This is the solution. Is William Blake and the Marriage of Heaven and Hell, which I would say is essentially a foundational text for Thelema. It is not related to Nietzsche, but it is so profoundly Nietzschean. It is not related to Wilhelm Reich, but it is so profoundly Reichian, profoundly psychoanalytic. And it does all of this in, I believe, the most beautiful way. You know, this is Blake's vision of a God you want to hang out with. And that God is not actually like that. God is not actually like, you shouldn't be doing that. No, no, no. Don't do that, or I'm going to torture you forever. God is nothing like that. It's very short. Very, very short. This is, you know, combining the illustrated manuscript with the direct writing of it in type. So highly suggest it. You know, you don't need to get the book, just read it online. It goes very quick, listen to an audiobook. But get this book into you. It's profound and amazing and beautiful. This is not a scream analysis, but it is part of the current research that I'm doing, so be happy with it. Don't complain, or I'm not going to give you any more. I'll even tell you what I'm doing. I am very nearly done with a new deck of cards, number one. We have a deck coming out very, very likely at the very end of this month. Very exciting. So I hope you're all looking forward to it. And then a deck of Mayan cards. I'm not sure if these are going to be the next that are printed, simply the next that are going to be completed. Suffice to say, there are lots and lots of projects that are happening in the works, and I hope that you are all very excited. God takes pleasure in what we take pleasure in, and we take pleasure in memes. And thus, God takes pleasure in memes. And as always, remember, memes matter.